Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And it is, as always, say it with me, a good word this morning. It is a good word. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be a child of God and to know that He is on His throne and that He is the God and creator of everything. God created you. He created me. He created the universe and everything therein. So let us give praise to the Most High God this morning. Father God in heaven, we come to you, Lord God. Grateful that you have wakened this morning, Lord God, above ground and not below. But Lord, we do know that absent from this earthly body is in your presence. So Father God, I pray for all those that have lost loved ones, oh God. Since we were together on yesterday, you know who they are, Lord God, and we lift them up. We lift up grandchildren. We lift up children, Lord God. We lift up mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, and all those that have lost someone over the course of these last days, oh God, and over the course of even yet, pray for their minds. I pray for their spirits, oh God. I lift up my sister in Christ, God, whose child lost a grandmother and a sister on yesterday. But I lift them up and ask you to cover this family. And they're coming in and they're going out that they will be able to do, but to know that their loved ones are with you, safe in your loving arms, oh God. And Father God, we'll still continue to pray for the healing of the sick and the shut in, oh God, that they will be healed, that they will be set free, that they will be able to walk and talk and just celebrate how good you are, oh God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God, for this mighty word this morning. Let this word touch hearts, minds, and spirits, that someone will say, Lord, deliver me from my sins. Deliver me from the muck and the mire of my life, God. Deliver me that I may one day sit at your feet, clothed in my white, praising you all day. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was and is to come. Father God, I lift this word up today. Asking you, Lord God, to hide it within our hearts, minds, and spirits, that when we must fight the fight of faith, we have our arsenal ready. We have our shield of faith to knock down the fiery darts that come at us, oh God. That we have on our full armor, ready to fight. We have on our helmet of salvation, God, set free and filled with the Holy Spirit by you, by your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord God. And all we can say is, thank you, Lord. So, Father God, as I do every day, I ask you, Lord God, to hide me in the safety of your loving wings. And Father God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, Lord God, be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, you are my strength. And you, Lord God, are my redeemer. I give this word to you, Lord God, as I give myself away. Use me, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving God the highest praise this morning as we move forward in His Word. And today we are in Isaiah chapter 65 to chapter 66, verse 24. title is coming out of chapter 66 and the 116th Psalm, verses 1 through 4. Title is simply a psalm. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. We want our souls delivered. No one wants their loved one to go to hell. No one wants their loved one to go to hell. And so we lift each other up and not tear each other down. We give God honor, praise, and glory because there's no God like our God. For our God created heaven and earth. Our God created the moon and the sun and all the planets in this system and all the planets in the universe. Our God created all. And all we can say is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love. So get your Bibles because this is Bible study. On my website at Blog Talk Radio, moving forward with Minister Bridget, the scriptures that we use for this morning on my webpage, and they are King James. However, I am coming out of New King James. And I am coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for each day of the year. This is Time with God. It's a meditation on his word day and night. It's a studying of his word day and night. And as we read the word of God, let it permeate your heart, your mind, and your spirit that when you ask God to deliver you, he will. We got to pray, oh Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. As the Andrea Johnson and Don Lauren saying, Lord, deliver me. Because we all have that all I seem to do is hurt me moments in our life when we make mistakes that only God can alleviate. All I seem to do is hurt me. We all been there. And all we can say is, Lord, deliver me. Deliver me, Father God, from myself, from my sinful self. So I know I'm not perfect. And I ask for deliverance every day because I make mistakes. Some big, some small. But I ask God to guide and to lead in all things. So let's get into our word. And again, life lessons, what the Bible says, life questions, life examples. All those come from Dr. Stanley. And again, not paid by In Touch Ministries, any ministries of Dr. Charles Stanley. When I say get this Bible, it is an awesome Bible to have to meditate on it day and night. Allow God to use you in all things. Trust God. Believe that he can and he will move you forward in his word. So let's get started. I am coming out of Isaiah chapter 65. Again, so you can get your Bibles out and mark your pages. Isaiah 65 through Isaiah 66, verse 24. 116th Psalm, verses 1 through 4. Proverbs 26, verse 28. And our New Testament words, which meant we start the New Testament, new chapter, our new book on yesterday. We are now in Philippians, and we'll be reading chapter 2. So what? Let's get started, family. And I have to say today is our last day in Isaiah, in Isaiah today. And all I can say is, that's it. That's a, a deep breath and a mighty wind. As my namesake, Bridget, on Sunday, gave her meditation, and what she said was that every day we should breathe in the love of God. And exhale our love for him. So join me this morning as we get started to breathe in the love of God. And exhale our love for him. So thanking God this morning and the truth letting him know as I breathe him in and breathe my love for him out how thankful I am to be a child of God. So let's get started. And you're like, I think she said that 5 different times. But this time it's for real. Isaiah chapter 65, by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, here I am, to a nation that was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts. Of people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens and burn incense on altars of bricks, who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tombs, who eat swine's flesh and the broth of abominable things in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are smoke in my nostrils and a fire that burns all the day. I got to read that again. And then we're going to keep going. But I got to read that again. Because God is speaking to today. God is speaking to today. The question is, are we listening? I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, here I am, here I am, to a nation that was not called by my name. I have stretched out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in a way that is not good according to their own thoughts, a people who provoke me to anger continually to my face, who sacrifice in gardens, burn incense on altars of bricks, who sit among the graves and spend the night in the tombs, who eat swine's flesh and the abominable things is in their vessels, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than you. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silent, but will repay. Even repay into their bosom your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, says the Lord, who have burned incense on the mountains and blasphemed me on the hills. Therefore I will measure their former work into their bosom. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sake, that I may not destroy them all. I will bring forth descendants from Jacob and from Judah, an heir of my mountains. My elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for herds to lie down. For my people who have, but you are those who forsake the Lord, who forget my holy mountain, who prepare a table for God, and who furnish a drink offering for many. Therefore I will number you for the sword, and you shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called you, did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and chose that in which I do not delight. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servants shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart and wail for grief of spirit. You shall leave your name as a curse to my children, for the Lord God will slay you and call his servant by another name, so that he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in, and he who swears in the earth shall swear by the God of truth, because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my eyes. For behold, I create a new heaven. I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and a people a joy. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. But the child shall die 100 years old. But the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build another inhabit and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. But as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people. And my elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble. But they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountains, says the Lord. And a life lesson from chapter 65 of Isaiah is this: I create Jerusalem as a rejoicing and a people a joy. Ooh, what a mighty God we serve. Our God is surrounded by joy, and he plans to bring all of us into his happiness forever. It's just as Peter quotes David from Psalm 16, you will make me full of joy in your presence. Acts chapter 2, verse 28. Chapter 66 of Isaiah, our last chapter in this mighty book of prophecy. And we have seen so much of this prophetic word come to pass in our Savior Jesus Christ. Everything that Isaiah said, Jesus fulfilled. And there's more to come that will be fulfilled maybe in our lifetime or the lifetime of our children or our grandchildren or our great-grandchildren. We don't know God's time, and we cannot predict it. We cannot prophesy it. We can only say this will happen. No one knows the exact day or time, not even our Savior, when our Father God will do what he's going to do. The question is, are you asking God to deliver you? Are you asking God to deliver your soul? Can you imagine what it's going to look like to be one day to walk the streets of God's heaven? To walk the streets of New Jerusalem, to be a child of the Most High God, called into his kingdom, where there will be joy, there will be much, much love, and there will be peace. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. For the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before you. Let us all make joyful noises to the Lord today. Thank God for your existence. Thank God that he gave you another day. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for this word. So as we get into our last chapter of this mighty prophet. Thank God one more time just for giving you another day. Because someone lost hope on yesterday. Someone was crying out, Lord, deliver me on yesterday. Lift up the name of Jesus today and say, thank you, Lord, for the do-over. Let today be better than yesterday. Let me never forget that you love me. Fight me. Chapter 66 of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. He who kills a bull is a man. He who sacrifices a lamb as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain offering as if he offers swine's blood. He who burns incense as if he blesses an idol, just as they have chosen their own ways. And their soul delights in their abominations. So will I choose their delusions and bring their fears on them. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. Hear the word of the Lord. You who tremble at his word, your brothers who hated you, who cast you out for my name's sake, said, let the Lord be glorified, that we may see your joy, but they shall be ashamed. The sound of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord who fully repays his enemies. Before she was in labor, she gave birth. Before her pain came, she delivered a male child who had heard such a thing, who had seen such things. Shall the earth be made to give birth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? But as soon as Zion was in labor, she gave birth to her children. Shall I bring to the time of birth and not cause delivery, says the Lord? Shall I, who cause delivery, shut up the womb, says your God? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad with her, all you who love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you who mourn for her, that you may feed and be satisfied with the consolation of her bosom, that you may drink deeply and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. But thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then you shall feed on her thighs, shall you be carried on her knees. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and his indignation to his enemies. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and with his chariots like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury, and is rebuked with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword, the Lord will judge all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. Those who sanctify themselves and purify themselves to go to the garden after an idol in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination in the mouth, shall be consumed together, says the Lord. For I know their work and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues and they shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and those among them who escape, I will send to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who draw the bow, and Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands far off, who have not heard my fame, nor seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. Then they shall bring all your brethren for an offering to the Lord out of all nations, on horses, in chariots, in litters, on mules, on camels, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. As the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel into the house of the Lord, and I will also take some of them for the priests, for priests and Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your descendants and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. And they shall go forth and look upon the corpses of the men who have transgressed against me, for their worm does not die, and their fire is not quenched. They shall be an abhorrence to all flesh. Whew, what a word. Isaiah 66:22, the new heavens and new earth which I will make shall remain before me. God loves us so much, Dr. Stanley Davis, that he wants our relationship with him to continue to grow for all eternity. He will never grow weary of us or toss us away. And there will always be more of him for us to explore. All we can say is, Father God, deliver us from ourselves. Deliver us, God. Guide us, God. Lead us, God, to more of you. Psalm 116, Psalms 1 through 4, which our title comes from this morning. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. Thank you, God, for hearing my voice. The pains of death surrounded me, and the pains of sorrow lay all of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. I'm grateful to be alive today, to be here reading God's word to you. I could have died in a fiery crash, but God. And every day I would thank you for my life. I would thank you for hope in the future. I would thank you for my family, my biological, my extended, my adopted family. I thank God every day. It could have been you. It could have been me. That didn't make it to this day. Thank God every day that he delivered your soul, especially if you're not saved. Oh, Lord, I thank you today that you do not allow history to set a repeat unless it is shown there. In our lives, Lord, we pray that history will not repeat, especially if our lives were not as they should have been. Lord God, we ask you to employ, save our souls, God. Save us from the death of shame. Save our souls, God. But we need more of you. Proverbs 26:28, a lion tongue hates those who are crushed by it, and a flattering mouth works ruin. got to be careful of who you listening to. Who you listening to? Are they coming from the Word of God? Are they just making stuff up? You got to make up stuff. Come up with words that make absolutely no sense and is not biblically sound. Just like the movies that I was watching on Paul and Jeremiah, not biblically sound. Probably Jeremiah closest to Paul, but Paul was totally not biblically sound. Just like back in the day when the movie Noah came out, oh, so excited. They was making an epic movie about the flood and Noah and the covenant with God and God's promise. So excited. Mess of blasphemy. Rock building the ark was more than I could handle. I'm like, this is a awful hot mess. A hot mess. We got to be careful what we allow in our eye gates and our ear gates, especially when it's a blasphemy word of God. Folks creating myths and calling it God's word. We got to be careful. The closest movie that I've seen regarding Moses even was The Prince of Egypt, a cartoon. For everybody. I'm not going to say it was for kids. It was for everybody. With some of the most beautiful music you've ever heard. But biblically, totally biblically sound. Everything in it was on point. And I'm like, wow. You go, oh, Mr. Spielberg wrote that movie. It was beautiful. The word wrote the movie, how they put it together. It's beautiful. So I tell you, if you have children, grandchildren, get the Prince of Egypt and explain it to them. Talk it out. Because you will be amazed how they absorb. I love teaching children's ministry because little kids catch on and they get it and they love it. They love the word of God. Older kids, you don't catch them when they're little. They get disenchanted. They don't catch as quickly. And they don't remember as well. So keep praising God today as we get into Philippians chapter 2. Whew, and it's an awesome word as well. We just in great word today. And it says this, therefore, if there is any consolation. Now, remember, we just finished Psalm and Proverbs. Let's go back to our Psalm real quick. And it says this, one more time. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice, my supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. And the pain of death surrounded me, and the pains of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. And the word of God in Philippians chapter 2 says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affliction and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Come on now. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And I'm going to read that again. Therefore, verse number 9 of 2 Philippians, of chapter 2 of Philippians. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him. Let's go back to verse number 8. And it says, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. Understand, he was the prince. He was with God. He was the word that was there at the beginning. He was the likeness in our image. He was all those things. He was with God always. But he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the love that you have for us to send your son as a humble man to this awful world that took him to the cross, that killed him. But we know, hallelujah, God, that he got up, that he rose again, and that he sits on your right hand. And all we can say is, thank you, God. Chapter 2 of Philippians, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more, in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the self-sacrifice, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. Apostle Paul is speaking this morning. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. And he's talking to Timothy. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. Yet I consider it necessary to send to you, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my needs, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. But indeed, he was sick almost unto death. But God had mercy on him. And not only on him, but on me also, that I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I sent him the more eagerly. And when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem, because for the work of God he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking. Oh, what a word. Whew, thank you, Apostle. And as we go into a life example and some life lessons today, a life lesson, fulfill my joy by being like-minded. And this is for us as Christians, as believers, as those that follow the way. But we are the sons and daughters of God. And we follow our Savior, Jesus Christ. And it says the joyful unity of believers in Christ offers a powerful testimony to the world that the God of love, can you hear that word again? Love. I'm going to say it one more time. Love that they preach is real, active, and eager to bring others into loving family. God is love. God wants us to love. God wants us to give our love freely. We've got to go back to the base, which is love. Love you, the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. On these two commandments, stay all the laws and the prophets. Christ is saying, on these two commandments is what we sustain, loving God and loving our neighbors as ourselves. It means you've got to love you. And if you need a moment to ask God to deliver your soul, then do so you can love. Because love will conquer hate every time. Love trumps hate. God is love. God is not hate and hateful rhetoric and just evilness to the core. Evilness to the core. We got to love each other. Evilness to the core. God is giving me that. But we got to quit being evil. Every time you turn on the television, it's some evil, nasty, political ad. Why can't you just tell me what you are going to do, what you have done to improve the lives of mankind? Why do you have to vilify and tear down your opponent? Does it make you better? No. It makes you hateful. God is watching everything we do. And he wants us to be better. And the word of God says, a Savior freely given. God gave us his Son freely. Why? Because he loved us like that. And I love what Dr. Stanley says. He says, it's awe-inspiring to think that the one who has become our Savior has been watching the progress of the world since before the beginning. As he looked down from heaven, he realized that the only way to relieve our sin-saturated suffering was to come to earth to die for us. Jesus made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. He had all of eternity stretched before him, throne of heaven beneath him, yet he chose to submit its everlasting nature to to that curse of mortal man, death. And we are able to enjoy everlasting life because of Jesus' victory over death. God made provisions for your sins through Jesus because he didn't want to be separated from you for eternity. He wanted you to see heaven, not just picture it in your mind. He wanted you to have a deep and wonderful relationship with him. So he sanctified you, made you holy. Through the blood of Christ, God can make all this provision for you because he is the King of Kings. It is in his power to do as he pleases, and it pleases him to have a relationship with you, to have a relationship. The Holy One who was able to create the world and rule the universe is the one who wants you to know him. He wants you to see his majesty in heaven and share it with him. Of course, that brings us to the question posed by Paul in Romans 8 and 32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? If Jesus would make the astonishing sacrifice of leaving his magnificent throne in heaven to meet our most profound need of salvation, then how could we ever be so deceived as to imagine that he would abandon us some lesser necessity? Just as Christ has been watching the world's progress from before the beginning, he's been observing your growth as well. And he knows exactly what you're going through today. The cross proves that there's nothing that can keep him from helping you and showing you his love. There's that L word again, that action word, love. Ooh. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Breathe in the love of God today, y'all. Breathe in the love of God. Exhale all your situations. Exhale all your cares and your worries. As you breathe in the love of God, exhale your love for him. Let him know that he is love. Thank you, God. And as we finish this word, the cross proves that there's nothing that can keep him from helping you and showing you his love, not even death. Want you to trust him with what concerns you. Deliver our souls, God. Deliver our souls, God. And as we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, and I keep saying 2 Timothy, but Timothy must be something I got to read today, and I will do so. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. When Paul tells us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, he means that we are to give careful attention to our actions and behavior. Thank you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I say this again. He means that we are to give careful attention to our actions and behavior, making sure that they will represent the one who saved us. Are you representing Jesus as you go out today? Are you representing Jesus as you go to the grocery store? Are you representing Jesus as you get into that Uber for a ride? Are you representing Jesus? Did you come to the house? I lift up your name, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your grace. And as we get into our last verse for this morning and life lesson, Philippians chapter 2, verse 15, you shine as light in the world. In our behavior, if our behavior as God's children does not differ from that of unbelievers, then we look just as crooked and perverse as anyone else. Instead of shining as light, we leave the world as dark as we found it. And that is our word today. And just remember, as you go through, oh Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. Ask God for deliverance today. Deliverance from whatever your situation may be. Deliverance from procrastination. Deliverance from addictions. Deliverance from whatever it may be. Whatever is bothering your soul, ask God for deliverance. And that is all we have today. As we go forth, I want my sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. And the word of God this morning is this. Never hold on to anything tighter than you're holding on to God. That's a word for all ages. Never hold on to anything tighter than you're holding on to God. Have a triumphant Thursday, family. We need each other. I need you. You need me. We're all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. I love you. And I need you to survive. Thank God for another day for somebody to make it. If there's anyone, we have about 6 minutes left. If there's anyone that has a word this morning, push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. Please keep our brothers and sisters in Christ in prayer. Keep your pastors in prayer. And keep our families in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we have no callers this morning that would like to speak, so we are going to pray out. Tomorrow we'll be back in our prayer book if time permits. So I thank God for all of you. I thank God for his grace, for his mercy. I thank God for delivering my soul, and I pray that he has delivered yours. And as we depart from each other, as we pray every day, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Spirit. May God's grace abound in you and wherever you may go. Keep God safe. And watch and work miracles in your life. Thank you so much for listening in this morning. Have a blessed and wonderful day that God has made. We are raising our hands, rejoicing, glad in it. Thank you so much. Be blessed. It's a wrap.